Sergeant Pitt's courage, steadfast commitment to the defense of his unit, and ability to fight while seriously wounded prevented the enemy from overrunning the observation post and capturing fallen American soldiers.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts is the most recent recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor. The honor is awarded to military personnel for personal acts of valor above and beyond the call of duty. Pitt joins an exclusive fraternity. Just over 3,000 soldiers out of the millions of U.S. servicemen and women are awarded the Medal of Honor. It also connects soldiers today to some of the first recipients of the award following the Battle of Mobile Bay.
John Lawson is serving in the shell whip. It's the area where they're bringing powder and shells up from the storage lockers up to the guns.
Ken Johnston is the executive director of the National Civil War Naval Museum in Columbus, Georgia.
And an incoming shot goes off in that confined space. He's stunned, knocked unconscious, wounded. There are dead men on top of him. You know, these smoldering fragments, choking smoke. He gets up and continues passing the much-needed ammunition and gunpowder up and goes about his job.
For this action during the Battle of Mobile Bay, John Lawson received the Medal of Honor. Lawson and 114 men received the U.S. military's highest honor for Mobile Bay, which makes it second only to the Battle of Vicksburg for the most decorated battle in U.S. history. So why were so many medals awarded for this engagement? That depends on who you ask.
By the time you get to 1864, Mobile is a very strategically important place.
Edwin Combs is an assistant professor of history at Miles College.
It's the last remaining port on the Confederate Gulf Coast. It's used for blockade running. Cotton goes out of Mobile to Cuba, and then military goods and supplies come back in.
The port is significant enough that come early August, Admiral David Farragut decides to take his Union fleet to Mobile Bay in an attempt to cut off the port and capture the city. We transport back in time to take you aboard the ship Farragut would lead into battle.
And now we're below decks. We're on the berth deck of the Hartford.
Ken Johnston takes us through a replica of the USS Hartford. The original was Farragut's flagship during the capture of New Orleans and the Battle of Mobile Bay.
It's accurate down to the details of, you know, the rat sitting on top of the gun rack over there, the guy eating his dinner just on the floor there with a piece of canvas for his tablecloth. Even when you're not in battle, you just say you're anchored. The ship is always moving.
Farragut would steer the Hartford and the rest of his fleet into Mobile Bay for a clash with Confederate forces on August 5th. During this modern-day reenactment at Fort Morgan National Park, Confederate soldiers in full costume fired blanks at ships off the Alabama coast while the vessel shot back. Fort Morgan historian Mike Bailey says the real battle was the fight of David Farragut's life.
David Farragut himself said that it was the hardest battle he was ever involved in. And that's saying a whole lot because he was involved in fighting on the Mississippi River, intense fighting there. But just the nature of the fighting, it's the largest naval battle that was during the Civil War, and just the intensity that went down. At the very beginning of the battle, you lose your lead monitor. And then the fighting with the Tennessee up the bay later on.
So we have a strategically important port that, if taken, could cripple the Confederacy, and intense fighting between Union and Confederate forces in the war's largest naval battle. Any other explanations?
One of the reasons so many of them are being awarded in the Civil War, it's the only medal the Navy has.
John Beeler teaches history at the University of Alabama.
There are Navy stars and other forms of commendation for conspicuous bravery above and beyond the call of duty, which don't quite rise to the level of the Congressional Medal of Honor. There are plenty of those now, but there's nothing else in the Civil War, so it becomes this sort of all-or-nothing mentality. If you're going to give a naval sailor an award, basically the only one you can give him is the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Mike Bailey says that may explain how John Smith won his Medal of Honor with nothing more than a rock.
A Confederate sailor looked up through the gun port of the Tennessee and looked at Commander Marchant, who is the commanding officer of the Lackawanna, and yelled, "You Yankee so-and-so." And John Smith, hearing that, ran to his commanding officer's aid, took a holy stone, and threw it through the gun port of the Tennessee and hit the Confederate with it, and he was awarded the Medal of Honor for that.
More than 40% of all Congressional Medal of Honor awards were given out during the Civil War. The United States military may be more selective today on which soldiers it honors, but Edwin Combs says it's important to remember that all historical events take place in their own time and context.
When you look at the experience of combat in the Civil War, I think, sure, you can compare it to the experience of combat in any other conflict, it's fighting one way or the other. It may be in the context of its own times, but it's still the use of violence and harnessing it in some way.
I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.